Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Mackey joins us in exactly an hour. And congratulations to the Mackey family. A new addition yesterday, I saw. Another little Mackey.
Yeah, I tweeted to
has
him.
Has entered the world.
I told him. I that's what happens. That's a practical application of what Zdeno Fillbork was talking about. Kind of laugh from Jim there.
Some high sticking going on.
Yeah, high exactly. Sticking in the crease. Isn't that what Zdeno Fillbork says?
Something along those lines.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Penguins are
congrats. Ready. What's the kid's name? Theodore Isaac, I believe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're calling him Teddy. I told him how much he likes Teddy Bluger. Remember I told you that? And he refused to acknowledge that, and now he names his kid Teddy. Named his kid after Ted Bluger.
Well, we'll talk to him,
Teddy
sure.
Ball game.
Sleep-deprived Jason Mackey in an hour. We'll ask him about the Pens heading north, 4 games in 10 days. It starts tonight in Toronto with what we imagine will be new-look lines yet again. Patrick Hornquist says, yeah, I'm not worried about line combinations.
It doesn't matter who you play with. If everybody do their thing out there, we're going to be fine. And right now we get... You know, we're swinging, we're not stopping on pucks, we're not reloading enough, so we don't have any trust in our game, and that's what happened.
And that's what happens. I wonder how much trust Sully has in some of these combinations. The only line he hasn't touched has been the second line of Gino, Phil, and Hagelin. He's done a lot of shuffling. This will be, the fourth different right wing I think he's tried on Crosby's line as Brian Rust got a turn there in practice yesterday.
So then Broussard will move back to the third line center role.
Broussard
right?
Back to third line center, and Daniel Sprong kind of alternating in with Derek Grant. At
Derek
least
Grant's
going to
get a game. At some point, he's going to get a game just because he's an NHL guy. They want to see him. And Sprong, in their eyes, is making no strides. And he's
right.
Playing, what's he playing, 8 minutes a game?
If that, yeah, if he's lucky. But and look, I get it. It's October, and you're trying to figure some things out with what you have and where's the chemistry with some of these guys. But I'm just starting to look at it and wondering, okay, how many buttons can you push to try and kickstart a team that still looks like, it's October.
All right, Jim, let's play both sides. What's the positive to seeing it through for 4, 5, 6 more, or let's say 3 more games? What's the positive to that? And then what's the positive in Sullivan's eyes to shaking it up, putting everything kind of in a hat and just pulling names out of it for the most part and transferring it game after game?
I think it goes back to the preseason. I think that maybe, you know, we talk about this in the NFL all the time.
Right.
And in the NHL, they played one game as a unit, the team that was going to start the regular season, one. You know, maybe teams should rethink that and maybe try to get, you know, and if you're going to run Sprong out there, run him out there with Crosby for a couple games, play Sid a few more, and don't treat the preseason like a tryout basis for some of these younger guys and just get ready for the season. I don't know how else you can explain what's going on. I'd like to see more of Sprong, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And it comes back to the, could he do any worse than the guys that are getting the minutes?
Well, it feels
would you
like
to see him in Rust's place?
Oh, no.
All the way up there?
No. I love Rust. I like that. Maybe I'm thinking back to the Bonino stuff, but I putting Hornquist with Malkin and Hagelin and put Kessel with Broussard, I think, and I know that didn't work last year, but I think there were some extenuating circumstances.
Well, Hagelin, Malkin, and Kessel aren't, that's a steady.
No, but Hornquist, Malkin, and Hagelin have proven to be a good combination in the past.
The mystery to me is why Hornquist can't play on that top line with Gensel and Sid and just can't be there and just be... Not in pencil there, but in pen there.
Or why Sprong can't be given more run there.
But what is the relationship or what is the dynamic in which Hornquist does that? If you were to draw it up and say, here are the three guys, here are their skill sets, isn't that exactly what you want?
That's what I'd want. I've said this before. It dates back to Kunitz, where if you're a center and you had to pick wings. Now, I know Kessel, but he wasn't here then. But that you'd want Kunitz or you'd want Hornquist as a complementary player if you're Malkin or Crosby.
Right.
To me, that would be the number one guy that I'd want with me.
Who's going to go to the crease and create havoc.
Yeah, I'm not them. And I understand the reluctance to break up the Malkin line with Kessel because they're the one line that's producing so far.
Well, they're also the one line that looks highly disinterested in back-checking.
Malkin had bad turnovers the first couple games. He's been better lately. It's irritating, I think, from a Penguins fan standpoint to look at what they've got. And when Hornquist says they don't trust their game,
right?
That's wow. I mean, that really stood out to me.
And does Simone's skill set look to fit with Brassard and Hornquist? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you got your speedy guy, I guess, to get down the ice and try and create opportunities. But to circle it back around...
The major topic, is it shifting too much?
Right. I mean, it's like a 48-72-hour window here where every couple of days we're trying something new. And we talk so much throughout the preseason and the first week of the season, those first couple of games. All right, let's give Sprong some run on that top line, see how the kid does with it.
To Jim's point, the second line has been the same for like 2 years now.
Right.
And but so he's loath to change anything there.
They're guilty of doing the same things that they're afraid Sprong's going to do, which is to not pay enough attention to defense
To
commit careless turnovers.
Toronto played their starters, to your point, too, in the preseason. I mean, you remember that. Like, that was the big story out of all the newspapers.
Right.
They're treating this as a preseason to get ready. Let's go. And look at what they're doing right now.
They came out of the shoot extremely hot. What, they've lost? It's just the one loss right?
Yeah, you look at it, Jim, and maybe there's a method to what you're saying, Jim, in a practical application of the start of the regular season when you treat the preseason like it's not just a bunch of elementary school kids going to games.
Well, this is second guessing. You know what I mean? I didn't have a problem with it when it happened, but I'm just trying to look back and say how they could fix what's going on right now. It is early, like Kessel said, but at some point early, it's getting Yogi Berra say?
It gets late early.
I think that was Billy Nardozzi said that, actually.
or Rachel.
Or Rachel Nardozzi.
Phil, you worried at all about some things still trying to sort themselves out?
I mean, it's early. You know, we're five games in, and you just got to get better each game. You know, you got to improve, and it's a long year, and, you know, there's going to be ups and downs all year, and, you know, we'll try to take it in stride and get better.
Yeah, I get it. It's early, but as we just said, you're going up against teams now, especially in Toronto tonight, that have already kickstarted their season. They're up and running, and they're going. And you're still trying to figure things out. And there's been a lot of shuffling, a lot of trying to find chemistry, whatever it may be, for this Penguins team very early on. And I'm not sure when and if you find it if you're constantly juggling things.
Well, I heard Joe Starkey say this yesterday. He and Ron were talking about the Penguins right out of the chute on their show yesterday. And Joe says it's early, and that's point well taken, mm-hmm. and it's just a few games into the season. But we've seen a lot of Penguin seasons, and you think that even early on, you know the difference between a good and a great team.
Right.
And right now, when you put your eyes on this Penguins team, do you see a great team? And I don't know if you could say that you see a great team right now. And I thought about that as I was driving, and I heard Joe talking about it just a little more. Now, things can change, for sure, if Murray gets real hot, if Sid just goes on one of those Sid tears that he generally goes on, mm-hmm. who have a stretch of 20 games during a year. Look it up.
Yeah.
Every season he has a stretch of 20 games where it's like, okay, people are talking about this guy and that guy. I'm Sidney Crosby, I'm going to show you.
I'm still the best in the world.
Demolish everybody for about a 20-game span. And then Gino gets that Gino train rolling. Now, right now, none of that is happening, okay? But it's only five games.
Right.
But when you put your eyes on this team, do you see a great team? As they're currently playing, no.
It looks
you see
like
a really good team, potentially.
It looks like a team that's still, and, you know, Hornquist said this a couple minutes ago, they're not totally confident in what they're supposed to be doing. They look like a preseason team. That's what I keep coming back to. There's so many things that everybody's still trying to figure out. The only thing we've really figured out is, okay, we're going to keep Gino and Phil and Hagelin together on the second line. And everything else, we'll figure it out. That's what October is for. That's what it feels like. And for so many years...
A carryover of the preseason.
Right. We've talked about this team getting off to slow starts. And then we circle back around in February and March and early April. And we go, well, it would have been nice to have four or five extra points from back in October or November.
Well, the other thing, too, and this isn't really the other thing. It's one of the main things, is I think that the goaltender situation needs to get kind of solidified. And everybody needs to get their feet underneath them, i.e. Matt Murray.
Right.
Whenever that happens, then it feels like a second season will kind of launch. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As soon as Matt Murray is... All right, he's back. Everything's good. He plays. If that might be tonight,
and he has a good game, yeah.
And you say, all right, now let's all just take a breath and forget about. Nobody is going to remember these games in late February.
Right,
they're just not going to remember these five games. if things go as planned.
Right. And 3 games away for him, he's said it feels like forever. He's hated it. The one with the concussion and the two is the backup. You want to jump back into the deep end? Real easy way to do it. Yeah, go to Toronto with the way the Maple Leafs are playing right now.
Right.
And so maybe this whole thing about the long road trip and getting out on the road together, maybe that does bring this team together and they find some things. I just hope that Sully sticks with whatever may be working for more than 2 or 3 games at a time.
I think if it works, then he'll stick with it. He's trying to find combinations.
He just feels
right
like
now.
He hasn't found anything that works yet.
I feel most definitely if something works, he's going to stick with it. There's no question about that. It's just not working right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.